Some additional points to note in relation to the employment visa document list. Please ensure that you have all of your graduation certificates, proof of academic qualifications, and testimonials and references on hand from your previous employment. Natural enough, it's these documents which substantiate what you claim on your CV and serve to support the special skills, knowledge and experience element of the approvability test. Moreover, private companies are often reluctant to disclose confidential financial information to their prospective employees, so this can be contained in a sealed envelope addressed to the Director of Immigration and included as part of the application bundle, or indeed mailed in separately once the file reference number has been allocated post-application submission. All told, in providing supporting information in relation to the bona fides of the sponsoring company, the trick is to be able to educate the Immigration Department as to the merit and activities of the sponsoring employer, as much as it is providing a detailed essay on the special skills, knowledge and experience of the applicant and how they're going to be applied to the context of the job in hand. This needs to be documented, so the more information you can provide on the business itself, the better. This could extend to printing out a copy of the website so as to create a permanent documentary record in lieu of a company brochure. If the sponsoring entity is relatively new, be prepared to have the Immigration Department assess in a detailed way the merits of the sponsor as much as the merits of the applicant himself. New company situations are looked at very closely and great care needs to be taken in successfully arguing two sides of the same coin. If the applicant is to replace a previous employee, care must be taken to ensure there is a like-for-like argument promulgated. This can be tricky. If an expat is replacing a local or a replacement, has a different educational background, or has a substantially different pedigree, in these cases emphasis has to be placed on how the role has changed since the first appointment of the outgoing employee, and how the new candidate fits the bill perfectly. In this situation, additional documentary evidence should be submitted to support these contentions. The key document which must be submitted along with each of those detailed on this list is the cover letter addressed to the Director of Immigration setting out how your case satisfies the approvability test in its entirety. Please refer to the list of application templates included as part of the Hong Kong Visa Handbook for information on how to use these.